It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Laura Haskell. She is with the Division of Water Resources. And I like to bring her in about this time of year so we can talk snowpack. Now, we know where the snow is and where it's not, and it's obviously not here in our area. So we're going to talk about that, kind of where we're sitting, as opposed to last year, which was a great year for us. And then there are ways when you're inside. I mean, I know we always talk about the outside. We don't run swamp coolers. We don't run outdoor water in the wintertime. But there are ways when you're in the house to conserve water as well. So we're going to talk about a little bit of everything with Laura right now. Laura, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about, first and foremost, start off with, let's get the bad stuff out of the way. Where are we sitting right now as opposed to last year in our snowpack down in our area?
Unfortunately, our snowpack statewide is about 33% below normal, but in the Price area, you're at about 56% of what's typical for this time of year, so about half.
And really, if we're looking back on where we were standing last year at this time, is it a big contrast?
It is a huge contrast. Because last year was such a record-breaking great year, the comparison to last year is even worse.
And so as of right now, you were saying we're at about 56%?
Yes.
So which isn't even half of where we're supposed to be.
Well, it's just over half of just where you're half. Supposed to
but
be.
But I think when people look at that, because I always used to get confused with it as well, when you say 56% of snowpack, that's not for the entire year, because when you look at it in January and you're at 56%, maybe you'll get excited, but it's where we're at this point in the year.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because that always used to throw me when it was like in January, and it was like we're at 70%, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's not too bad. Well, 70% would be better than where we're at right now, right?
Yes. So that is what we would expect. You know, if we were at typical, we'd be at 100% right now for this time of year, but we're only at about half of what we'd expect to be right now in January.
And we always look at the fact that, you know, we do live in a desert. There's no way you get around that. And from us south, it's usually a little bit lower snowpack. Yes, you get sometimes a higher snowpack in Cedar City because of the elevation and all that kind of thing. But where are we compared to, like, other places in the state? Are there other places that are worse off than we are, and are there other places that are better off than we are?
Generally speaking, the further south you go, the worse it gets. And that is compared to what is normal for that area. So southwestern Utah is about 42% of what they would usually have this time of year for southwestern Utah. But if we go up far north into, say, Bear River, that northern area is doing a little better. They're at about 84% of what they'd usually have this time of year.
So what you're saying is there's no place that's on track as far as their snowpack is concerned, though, even at that point?
Not really, no.
Okay. And, you know, we don't, like you said, you guys don't really get into projections and things like that, but is there anything on the horizon that you guys are kind of looking at as maybe we got this coming, or maybe we've got that coming, or do you guys deal really only in absolutes?
Well, they do have, National Weather Service comes out with some forecasts, some 3-month outlooks, and it is looking hopeful, but again, it's more for the northern part of the state that they're thinking it's leaning a little towards above average precipitation for the next January, February, and March. But that's all they say, is it's leaning towards above average.
That's a good non-committal answer, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so the one thing we wanted to talk about as well is, yes, in the winter months, we're not watering outside and we're not running a swamp cooler and those kinds of things. But there are still ways in the wintertime that we can conserve water around the house, aren't there?
There are. We're indoors more, and so when you're inside and listen and see if you hear water running, if you hear water dripping. You're going to hear that more because you're inside more.
And it really is annoying when you hear water dripping, especially when you're trying to figure out where it's coming from.
Yes. And if you want, you can put a couple of drops of food coloring into your toilet tank. And after about 20 minutes, if you see food coloring in the toilet bowl, you know that probably your flapper valve needs replaced, and you should fix that so that you're not losing water in your toilet.
It's running just a little bit, isn't it? What about washing dishes, washing clothes, those kinds of things?
Always run a full load. Wait until you have a full load of dishes. Wait until you have a full load of clothes, because you use almost the same amount of water or the same amount of water to wash, whether it's full or empty.
So you've got that, and there are always some tips and some tricks around the house, you know, to kind of conserve water, especially if we're going to stay kind of where we are right now. I mean, I would assume, I hate to say that word, but I would assume that we will get some snow and increase that snowpack a little bit, but we can't always count on that.
We can't. Our reservoirs are doing pretty well because we had that great year last year, but it's almost like we kind of got laid off from our job with not getting any snowpack this first few months of the winter. So we have this great reservoir water in the bank, but we want it to last as long as possible because we don't know what we're going to get in the future.
All right. Laura, before I let you go, how can people find out more information, like the website for you guys or anything like that?
Slowtheflow.org is a great place for rebates for water-efficient toilets and tips to save water.
So head on over there, find out everything that you can. And, you know, I think last year we talked to you about the 1st of April, because that's kind of when the snowpack cycle ends, isn't it?
Yes.
So I'll be giving you a call then again, and we'll talk more about that and talk about how we did and what we need to do throughout the summer months to keep the water that we have, if that works for you.
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right, Laura, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, that was Laura Haskell once again with the Division of Water Resources. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.